You started Sesshin the first day with the resolve to give it your all. And the days have passed as if in an instant. The incomparable truth of the Buddhas can only be attained by bearing the unbearable. Bearing the unbearable. Patience. Simply, sincerely doing what is to be done. Just your sincerity. Just. Shikantaza. You append nothing to this one doing. There's no fumbling, engaging in ideas of this and that. You do not look off. Just your sincere effort is all. The samadhi of mu. It is patience, isn't it? Forbearance. You're not surrendering to selfishness. So this is just the natural mind of sincerity. The monk does not engage in the various things, but just carries out the practice of Jo Fugyo Bosatsu. This is how Ryokan sang praises to the Bodhisattva Jo Fugyo. The Bodhisattva always not despising. The Bodhisattva who never slights or belittles. The monk does not know, not the monk, the person practicing does not involve themselves in myriad matters. Everyone has it in themselves to want to become more clever, more learned, and this leads to learning and studying and reading. But it is often the case that the more you read and study, the further you put yourself from true knowing. Most often, study adds another coating to the ego idea. Why? Because you're going to grasp what you read and hear and study. You want to get somewhere. So the true practitioner does not engage in the various things, but rather sincerely, just sincerely, practices the practice of the Bodhisattva who makes light of no one. This Bodhisattva's practice of never depreciating anyone or anything was so thoroughgoing that it became his own name. The Bodhisattva is always and forever looking up to others. You and you and you, everyone is becoming Buddha. All beings, each and every being, will attain the Buddha way. Yes. Without fail, all beings attain the Buddha way. Everyone is Buddha heart, Buddha nature. I rever you. I worship you. Always, forever. The Bodhisattva who never slighted, worshipped everyone, no matter where or when, the old, the young, lord and servant alike. You will all become a Buddha. Now, most people do not think in this way. Most people are totally undiscerning of this truth. As a result, the Bodhisattva who never looked down upon anyone was himself much maligned. Even the children would call him an idiot and throw stones at him. He got out of the way of the stones, but he never reviled anyone. To remain always aware that you, everyone, is at heart Buddha. There is no one outside Buddha heart, Buddha nature. First and foremost, there is for you to open your eyes to this truth. That's what you're putting all your energy into this now. When you awaken to self, you must not then settle back, hang out or lay about, bask in your success. But it is easy to get caught up here if one isn't careful. Even though one has had only a mild realization, Dharma, if only has become somewhat more intimate, it's easy to let oneself get comfortable, grasp Dharma. And that's just putting another coat of paint on ego. The world, too, is not without the attitude. Many people in the world, too, are not without the attitude, why practice if you have to be so careful? Shakyamuni Buddha himself could say it only after his own profound enlightenment experience. All beings are Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Please, I hope that you can receive his teaching with deep gratitude and appreciation. Quietly settle the body and do your practice. Some people brazenly teach that enlightenment is not something to concern ourselves with, that we should not seek satori. But all the Buddhas and ancient teachers broke through the veil of ignorance to recognize that everything is, as it is, as you are, Buddha. As the parent prays for the good of their child, how the Buddhas look upon us. You, everyone, becomes Buddha, attains Buddhahood. Ultimately, together with all beings, with the great earth, I attain the Buddha way. This is the one important matter. What else is there? Buddha, you, and you. Buddha. You must break through this first barrier, please. Do we have these words of kindness from old? All the more, Satori. All the more, let go the Satori. Do not grasp steadily with noble urgency. Carry on with practice. Practice, doing, chitante, doing this one doing, wholly. This is original Buddha mind. This in itself, your one doing is, in itself, original Buddha mind. Original mind has nothing whatsoever to do with grasping, holding on, laying back, getting caught up, becoming arrogant, accumulating. Please continue. Bear the unbearable. Great patience. Although you may not be pushed and encouraged from outside, you have the energy, the power of everyone, the power of the practice of everyone here. Openly receive your blessings, the blessing of original Buddha nature. Sincerely, do this one doing. Isn't this just exactly what you are doing? The Bodhisattva can be little no one because he sees into the true nature of all beings. You, and you, and you, Buddha. This truth is a natural spring, the wellspring of your life. Settle into it, be in touch with life's spring, and you just can't help but worship everything you see. All things, at all times, all conditions, all states. You need not grasp any condition. That grasping is turning your back on the wonder. That practice of worshiping, the practice of worshiping is just exactly doing this one doing. Yes. Shkantaza, this one doing. Muji, this one doing. The sound of one hand, your original face, counting this breath, this one doing, following this breath, worshiping, doing this one doing. Truly, you're doing this one doing, you're giving your all to this one, not separate, whole. This is the samadhi of worship, the samadhi of reverence. Doing this one doing, all being is appreciated, all being is treasured. All being is treasured in this ichitante. So, more, still more. You have come this far. You have all these days of continued, concentrated practice under your belt. You have continued on the one, the great one-way path. The path of all being. I want you to continue. Don't let up now. The person who is forbearing, patient, is a being of great power. Your practice is grounded in true Dharma. Everything is perfectly received, completely received and embraced. All being is interdependent, mutually supportive, mutually supporting. All being is perfectly received. Nothing can be shut out. How can you see this for yourself? This one doing. Without the doing of oneness, how could you say, I have received? Truly, only with the practice of one doing is there total, whole receiving. All truth is revealed in this one breath. All the universe. So there's no need to make conditions, no need to grasp conditions. No need to grasp any state whatsoever. Truth is beyond conditions. Beyond this or that discriminating intellect. Just sincerely be sincere. Simply be sincere. If you are counting the breath, give yourself to this count. Give everything to this one count. Doing. Pure doing. Those who in past lives have not graduated, now in this life, do so. You need not append anything to this. This is whole. This is truth. This transcends anything you might try or wish to add to it. You do not need a thing. Now, save the life which is the fruit of many lives. Release your hold on body and mind. Throw them into the house of Buddha. Look. Complete virtue, perfect merit, is not someplace else. Is not just words. Buddha mind. Entrust your all to Buddha heart. You do not need clever judgment. If you're careless, as soon as you're careless, you slip right into your small evaluating mind, your small evaluating tendency. And what do you get for all your pains? A little more arrogance. Ego a little bit strengthened, the idea. Based on your own evaluations, line them up and compare them. You're going to come out the nicest, or the most advanced, or one who's most diligent, or the one who most knows and is most right. You're always going to puff yourself up, the idea of self anyway. That is, lifetime after lifetime, lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds, from dark path to dark path. When will we be freed from birth and death? We've got this habit, you know, the tendency to cling to self. It's got you all twisted up. So, what is needed is your sincerity. Just set aside body and mind. Forget about them. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. Then all is done by Buddha. You can do this. You can, without fail, do just this. You can carry through. All is well. All is well. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death, and to become a Buddha without effort or calculation. Pure, pure, pure mind. Sincerely do your practice, and you come to see the world which is so very kind, so very intimate, so warm-hearted and bright, shining bright. You continue one with the world which is without shadows, bright, bright clarity. If you hold on to dark, you will be separate from this one doing. Original mind, Buddha nature, is without shadow. So please, step into the light. Step, this one step, in utter sincerity. You shouldn't waver now, I should think. You won't be getting caught up in your thoughts and ideas now. Heaven and earth dropped. I want you to become grander and grander. And that's not the grand or of grand versus puny, big versus small. It's the genuine grand. Stingy disposition thrown down. Clear, bright skies. Everlasting clear, bright skies. I pray that you become the big, grand person that you are. I pray that you cultivate the genuine with each step. You really do not need any baggage. Even while you've been here, you have been involved, gotten yourself involved in this and that, caring about this or worrying about that. Of course, you feel that you've accumulated a lot of baggage. You feel that when you return to your country, you can lay it all down, leave it behind. You feel that you can go lightly, in ease. That's a dangerous attitude. If you would only come clean and finish your practice, your first practice, break through that first barrier while you're here. Here, lay down all the stuff. How lightly and at ease you can set out in clarity, with great peace of mind. You will not then become sidetracked. You can then continue doing this one doing. You and you and you, sitting here, settle into your practice deeply. Awaken to the one who can really do just this one doing. I pray that you become one with this, so that your each step is a step of energy and dignity. That your each step is clear and noble. May your step be the step of peace. Before you know it, we will be ending this session. Carry right through, please. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.